Game plan continues. He's Pete Bursich, analyst on the Vikings Radio Network, also former player and coach for your favorite football team. And I'm Paul Allen. This is the Menards Film Room, where we take a look at adversarial film. Of course, we've been talking all about Border Battle 107, Green Bay on a three-game losing streak. What was it like watching film that did not include Aaron Rodgers?
Well, for Viking fans, it was great. The quality of play is obviously down. I mean, you look at Aaron Rodgers throwing touchdowns, interception ratio at about 4-1. Tolzien is just the opposite, about 4 interceptions for every touchdown that he throws. The first 4 victories that they had, they won 4 in a row. They were behind only 7 minutes in those 4 games.
Wow.
The last 3 games, they've been behind for a total of almost 137 minutes. And being on the 98 team, knowing what it's like to be on a defense that's playing with a lead, it changes everything, and we'll see that in a minute.
Let's take a peek. Menards Film Room, Pete Bursich.
This is one aspect of the Packers' offense that has remained the same, and that's that 7-man protection, sort of a short bootleg, and then throwing the deep over. Now, they're looking for Jordy Nelson. This route is designed to bring him all the way across as Jones pulls this coverage out of the way to open this part of the field.
Yep.
But Tolzien heads up enough. You look at the New York Giants. They know where this football is going. They've got 3 guys here, but they leave Jones, one-on-one on the outside. And Tolzien puts the ball right where it needs to be, middle of the field, a nice catch.
And so, the Giants put their best corner, Prince Amukamara, on Jones, thinking the one-on-one will be enough to overload on Jordy, but not in this case.
Exactly. So, again, you have this hard play action downfield. Good protection up front, gives him time. He steps up, throws the ball deep, the middle of the field. So Tolzien, he's had his struggles, but he's still a very capable quarterback.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy, we know plenty about him, but we talk about now he can still be successful in an 8-man box. We have a goal line situation here where everybody's in the box. Lacy is a very, very capable running back. But look at that, his feet. We talked about this before. Both feet off the ground, bam, when he gets hit. But still keeps his balance and keeps churning for the end zone. So you can't fall asleep on Lacy, even though you're going to be seeing an 8-man box.
Nice running back. Now, Adrian Peterson has had some epic games against the Green Bay Packers. An 82-yard run at the time, the longest of his career when we were at Lambeau last time. What do you think about Adrian against this defense?
Again, I like him when he gets into the matchup in the backfield. If the Viking offensive line can be physical, get him to the second level, I think he's gone.
Yep, you got to get off the block on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And for more on that, here's Ben Lieber.
All right, thanks a lot, PA. So today we're going to talk about how to get off blocks and what we do in practice as linebackers to practice getting off big offensive linemen, fullbacks, things of that nature. So today I'm going to demonstrate the way we do it in 2 parts. We start on the ground with the low guys, and then we'll put everything together on a 1-man sled to simulate an offensive lineman. So here's what I'm talking about, and I'll kind of give you what you should look for as you're practicing these techniques. I'll put on the old trusty bonnet. Got my shoes on, my cleats for traction, and some gloves because it's kind of cold out here. So, and I kind of want to look sweet. So you want to start on your knees. You want to look for hip thrust, hand placement, a good punch, a good grab, and a good disengage. So you get in a good stance, set hip. You hit and you explode through. Hips come through, hands come through, all at the same time with your face. One more time, hip. See that? I'm grabbing the offensive lineman, grabbing his jerseys, pads. He can't go anywhere. He wants to go where I want him to go. All right. So then we're going to put it all together on a 1-man sled. This is basically our offensive lineman. And I'm going to do it from an off position as I would be doing it from a linebacker. So we'll do it to the right. We'll do it to the left. Again, it's a good face and hands, impact, working in concert. That's where all your energy comes from. A good grab, a push and a pull to disengage. So here's how it looks. Come from off, your linebacker stance, come up, and you hit, dead. Come back, good stance, always gotta practice your stance. You come up, hit, and you come off. So we'll do those things a few times every practice because it's all about practice, repetition. That way we get in a game. It's second nature to put your face and your hands underneath the chin of the offensive lineman and get off a block. That's how you do it.
Prevailing in Border Battle 107 entails a winning formula. And thanks to Verizon, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com unveils those answers next.